Yeah, it's me. Yep. Hi. Yeah. Sorry, I'm a little nervous. I mean, I've been waiting for this call for a really, really long time.
Yeah, 18 years.
I know you won't. I'm just like having trouble processing it, that's all. I mean, you're my real dad. I didn't think I'd find you. I know, I did. And I keep half expecting you to run away. Well, that's good to hear. Look, it's okay. We went over it. You don't have to make excuses. You were young. You probably did the right thing. If you weren't ready, you weren't ready. Look, can we not talk about that? I just want to get to know you. Chatting on Facebook is nice and all, but I want to talk to you. I don't know. Who are you? Not like your job or where you live. I want to know what you're like. Yeah. That's cool. So, when did you think you did grow up? Yeah, I get it. It sounds like you needed to escape. I feel like that sometimes, too. I mean, yeah, I guess I am. Sorry, I'm like walking around my house, like pacing. I'm doing that thing. You know, when you talk to someone on the phone and like you haven't talked to them before, so you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, it's good to be away. Even if school is kicking my ass. Didn't tell you. I'm an English major. I don't know. Maybe I'll teach or something. No, not really. It just seems like the thing to do, and I'll have a job, so. What do I want to do? I don't know. Well, I picked English because sorry, I tripped. Because I always liked writing, and I thought if there's a little chance at being a writer, I'd like to take it. Yeah, okay. Nobody becomes a writer and pays the bills. I don't know. John says, sorry, John's my stepdad. He says nobody wants to be with a writer. We don't have our priorities straight. Be with? Like, you know, marry, I guess. I mean, I guess, kinda. I don't know. I just assume it's hopeless anyway, and I'll meet someone who can take care of me. That's what he says. She just agrees with everything he says. Look, can we not talk about my family? I'm sorry, just it's kind of a downer for me. Thanks. Oh, I don't know. Everything. When I was younger, I used to write a lot of fan fiction.
No, I did not.
No. I did not. I never wrote that.
Not even a little.
It's some fan fiction, not all fan fiction. Not all fan fiction.
Oh my god, shut up. Shut up.
Yes. Yes, it was Harry Potter.
I'm not gonna tell you. You're probably gonna find it or something.
Yeah, that's true. There is a lot of it, like a gross amount, but I'm still not gonna tell you.
No way.
No, it's so embarrassing. It's totally embarrassing.
Okay, fine. You want to know, mister? Snape and Draco. Are you happy?
You know, I knew you were going to say that. I aged him up, so it's fine.
Okay, that is both gross and amazing. That is a really good Snape. Do it again.
Ugh. Okay, I changed my mind. It went back to creepy.
I was 13. Girls do stupid things.
Yeah, you're right. I don't want to hear about what you did at 13.
Stop! I don't want to hear that.
Hey. I like talking to you. I mean, hearing your voice. It's nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, people tell me that.
Oh, come on. You don't even know me.
Okay, what do you want to know?
My favorite color.
Orange.
Fries. Like, good ones, not McDonald's.
Right now, Jane the Virgin. It's really good.
Wait, seriously? You watch it?
I didn't think men would like it.
Yeah, you're not wrong. There is a lot of eye candy.
Is that the only reason you watch it?
Yeah, I was just kidding. I know it's a good show. Hey, so, is it weird for you to talk to me? No, it isn't.
Which is kind of weird in itself, right? I mean, we've never talked before.
Yeah. I'm glad we're talking too.
Because I turned 18, I got shut down before now. It kind of helps to be an adult when you're tracking your dad down. Did you ever think about me? I guess that makes sense. I guess I'd wonder, too. Yeah. I did. A lot. I guess I always thought that it would be nice to have a real dad. My mom and my stepdad aren't really like me, you know?
Yeah.
So what were you like when you were my age?
Huh.
Yeah, that sounds pretty familiar. It's okay. I manage. Well, at least I know where I get it from. Thanks for those depression jeans, Dad. I wonder what else I got from you. You're not depressed anymore, though? Well, that's good to hear, at least. What changed things? Huh. Yeah. But, like, how did you just decide to do your own thing? Uh-huh. Really? That sounds pretty cool. You really do sound like such a dad right now with your advice. Yeah, okay, Dad. Is it weird? I said it once before just to test you, and you didn't say anything about it. I mean, I kind of had fantasies. Wait, no, not fantasies. That sounds gross. I mean, I kind of imagine what it would be like. That me and my dad would have a fun relationship, and I'd be allowed to be snarky, and we'd watch movies together, and I would just, you know, kind of be a normal girl who says, "Okay, Dad," sarcastically. You don't have to say that. I can get why it would be weird. Well, then, okay, Dad. So, like, okay. If you could raise a kid now, would you? No kidding. I think I'd want to skip that part too. But I meant more like, do you think you'd enjoy being a dad now, as opposed to when you were my age? That's cool. I mean, I can kind of see why you'd say that. You jump to the advice pretty quickly. Okay, Dad. I want to know more about you. What else did I get from you?
You did? What was your band?
Oh my god. That sounds awful, Dad. No, you did. No, you didn't. Ah. Oh, I so regret telling you about that now. I was 13. What's your excuse? Uh-huh. Nicknames? Not really. Everyone just calls me Emma. My best friend calls me Mermaid sometimes. It's like an anagram of my first and last name. Except with letters missing. What? You found my fanfiction? Oh man, no, please. Please don't read it. No, I'm serious. I really don't want you to read it. It could be really bad. I mean, there are some adult ones. I don't get Draco pregnant. You are such a weirdo. Yeah, I guess I do get that from you. So let's see. So far I have depression and weirdoism from your end. Thanks, Dad. What else did I get? Ha. Does that mean I'll get a beard like yours, too? Hey, that wouldn't be bad. Honestly, can I say something weird? You kind of look how I imagined you would, in a lot of ways. Well, I imagined you'd always be smiling, and you seem to.
I thought you'd have nice hair, and a nice voice. I mean, I guess I kind of knew you'd be handsome? Okay, sorry, that was weird. Okay, I'm glad you get it. I wasn't trying to be weird, I don't know. It shouldn't matter, should it? But I think it's easier, almost. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, it's that. I mean, the world kind of sucks, right? You have to look good. Dad, you're making me blush.
No, I'm not. I'm like average. That's nice to hear. Like, really nice to hear. I mean, from my dad. It is.
I'm not that talented, come on.
You're weird.
But that's... No, it's nice to hear. It's just that you... caught me by surprise, I think. I just... Well... When I was growing up, I wanted to hear that. And I always thought that if I'd had a dad, he would say he was proud of me. Okay, don't say it too much. It makes me,
like, blah, like, I can't talk.
Hey, what did you look like when you were my age?
Really? You still have your college ID? Can you send me a picture?
Oh my God. Wow, you look so young. Oh, come on, you know what I mean. Aw, this was 18. You were so cute and scruffy looking. I'm gonna save this. Because it's cute. Besides, I can probably find a way to blackmail you with it.
I don't know, I'm just bullshitting.
Let me know if you know any cute guys like him, though.
Nah, I'm sure you know lots of teenage boys.
Ah, mine? I look hideous in it. I didn't know they were taking pictures, and I had no idea when they were snapping the pics, so I look all crazy.
Yeah, I'll show you.
To go in my wallet and get it.
Where the freaking... Oh, it's right there. Here. Okay. You get it? Ha. You're very diplomatic. My favorite picture of me? I've got a good one from Halloween. Here. Let me find it. Okay. Did it show up yet? What? What's that mean? Well, it is Halloween. No other time to really show off. I'm sorry, did it make you uncomfortable? I mean, I'm not showing a nipple or anything, right? No, nothing. You want to see another pic from Halloween? Oh, too bad. I'm going to send it to you anyway. Look, it's okay.
I'm glad you think I look good.
Not sure good was the compliment I was going for, but I'll take it. Yeah, but you don't know me. I mean, as far as you know, I'm just a random 18-year-old girl. So I think it's fine. If it helps, you're definitely in hot dad territory. No, I mean it. I'm not just saying it. Okay, can I tell you something extra weird? I don't know, it's just easy to talk to you. I swear I'm not this weird in person. Okay, so do you ever just get stuck on a word sometimes? Okay, so this is mega weird, so get ready. But I always imagine that if I had a dad, he would be the one my friends would get a crush on. I don't know why. Honestly, I mean, it would be nice for them to be jealous. Does that sound petty? Well, nothing like being honest. But yeah, I just kind of imagine they'd be jealous, but you'd be mine. I mean, my dad would be mine. Oh yeah? How do you mean? So, why didn't you? So basically you'd be a shitty career dad. No, I respect that. I think too many people have kids they don't want to be with. So if you didn't want to spend time with a kid, you made the right decision. It is okay. I don't blame you at all. Like I said, if you weren't going to be a dad, that would have been even worse. It sounds like you don't feel the same way anymore, though. Like, would you be open to meeting me? Yay! I'm excited. Like, I'm so glad you are who you are. You're nice to talk to, and you give good advice, and I'm pretty sure my friends would get a crush on you. Gross. Shut up. Oh yeah, we have pillow fights in our underwear all the time, and talk about hot dads. Sometimes we'll just randomly make out. Oh, yeah, just total lezzing out in lingerie. Well, no one's 100% straight. I haven't even taken Psych 101, and I know that. Oh, yeah, you probably have dad sleepovers where you drink beer, but also have pillow fights and make out. Uh-huh. The female gaze. Right here. Hey, can I ask, why are you single? I mean, you seem kind of like a catch. Oh, that. Yeah, you did say that. Really, though? You work that much? Don't you want a relationship? No, I mean, good for you if it's working for ya. I'm just kind of surprised no one snapped you up. Me? Well, I think I'm just perpetually between boyfriends. I don't know. feel like guys think I'm incredible for 2 months and then they move on.
Really? Wait, why? Huh. You know, you might be right. That does happen. I thought they just thought I was weird. But you might be right.
The same thing happened to you. That makes sense.
So, like, what do I do then? I don't want to be more boring.
Ugh. I guess so.
Hey, when is that?
You're not wrong. They are boys for a really long time. Not sure I want to wait another decade for them to grow up.
Well, there's always lesbian sleepovers.
Older?
I don't know. I wouldn't even know where to go.
Dad! I'm not gonna hook up with one of my professors.
No. Well, okay, yeah, there may be one.
You are so weird. I'm sure he doesn't give any of us a second look.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure that's part of it.
My Halloween costume!
Can you imagine?
Hey, professor, can I get some extra credit?
Gross! Dad, that wasn't supposed to be hot. It was supposed to be stupid.
Oh, my dad likes them dumb, huh?
Me hate math. Me get major in communications.
Does that turn you on?
I'm kidding. You don't sound like that.
Oh, shit, really? I'm so sorry. No, communications is a totally legit career. There's actually a lot of good...
Oh. Haha. So, what was your major anyway?
Oh. Yeah, that's that professor. That's what he teaches.
No, I'm mostly kidding. It's just a dumb crush. Not even a crush.
I think he just lives in a school bubble. I don't want to be like that.
I'm glad you think so, too.
Did you like school?
Me neither. I mean... I get why some of it's valuable, I just... I feel like if I got a list of books and someone told me to just figure them out and gave me a deadline, I could do that.
Huh, you too? So how'd you get through it?
Well, that's not too reassuring. Suffer through it, that doesn't sound fun.
Well, I'm glad we seem to have a lot in common.
It's not too surprising, right?
Hey, I'm not keeping you from doing more interesting things, am I?
Good. Because I like talking to you.
Oh, trust me, if I'm chatting on Facebook, you know I must like you. I'm only doing it because you're an old man who uses Facebook.
Nah, TikTok isn't for me.
I'm mostly on Instagram.
Sure, it's mermaid_life.
I told you why, it's an anagram.
Oh, yeah, I did take a lot of pics last summer. Don't worry, I was 18 already. You can look.
I'm not flirting with you. You're flirting with me.
Because I know. I'm not surprised. I'm pretty good at it too. I know, it doesn't mean anything. Flirting is just fun, right? Oh yeah, it's definitely gotten awkward. It's to the point where I can't have male friends my age because they always think they're getting friend-zoned. And I'm like, yeah, that's the point. If you are a friend, you're in the friend zone. It's in the name.
So, how do you flirt? Yeah? Yeah, I can definitely see how that would work. You do have a really nice smile. Hey, I think it's really cool that we're so much alike. I know we barely know each other, but I feel like so connected with you. Exactly, right? Like we've known each other our whole lives. Yeah. It's kind of cool. I feel like I want to tell you things. You're so easy to talk to. It's kind of like playing truth or dare, but without the dare part. Oh, well, between truth and truth, I pick, truth. You're just saying that to make me uncomfortable. Yeah, you did. Oh, come on. No, I'm not. Okay, fine. Fine, you want the truth? What I'm wearing is just my panties and a t-shirt. The t-shirt has a mushroom on it, and the panties are a red, lacy, see-through thong.
Gotcha.
Oh, wow. You really believe that's what I lie around in? Were you imagining me in them?
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Truth or truth? Yeah, it's your turn. Truth or truth? Truth, huh? Well, since you started dirty, I'm gonna make you pay. So, what kind of porn do you watch?
Dad?
Psh, regular stuff.
Aw, man. Here, I thought you were cool.
No, you can't back out now. Come on. What is it? Is my dad into foot stuff? Oh no, it's not koalas, is it? Come on, Dad. They're going through a hard time right now.
Then what is it?
Dad, I'm 18. It's 2020. I grew up with the internet. Whatever you've seen, I guarantee you I've seen worse.
Yeah, I promise.
Oh. Okay. No, no, it's just funny timing is all. It's really not a big deal. Incest is like, what, 90% of porn these days?
Yeah, I read this BuzzFeed article. It's been the top search item for porn since basically forever.
No, I'm not weirded out. I mean, I guess I should be, huh?
You have to ask me for a truth if you want to know that.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen it. Your turn.
I answered, didn't I? Truth or truth?
Man, you're boring. Always picking truth.
So, like, does that mean that you find me attractive?
Yeah. I can accept no comment as an answer. I mean, it's fine. Really. It's actually a compliment. I mean, we don't really know each other all that well, but I get it, honestly.
I can be honest.
I think you're attractive, too. Not just looks-wise, it's just... I think I felt that connection the moment we started chatting, you know?
Okay, I'm glad it's not just me.
So, we find each other attractive. Now we know.
No, I don't think it's awkward.
Should it feel awkward? Yeah, probably. Definitely gonna be awkward when we meet then, huh?
Maybe I shouldn't have told you. I mean, this is gonna sound crazy, but hear me out. Like, what if you just kissed me?
I'm serious, just, I mean, I know this is gonna sound weird, but like, I haven't known you for 18 years, and I just, well, I thought about you so much. I wanted to be close to you. And like, it wouldn't be so bad, right? Just think of it like skipping some steps. I'm sorry, I don't want to make things weird.
Okay, so you want to kiss me, and I want to kiss you, so maybe we should kiss.
You're not old.
I just don't think it's that big a deal.
I think that's fair. We'll just see how we feel. Hey, you okay?
Yeah, of course. No, I'm fine. It's kind of hard to freak me out.
Yeah. I've been through a lot. It's okay. Like I told you, I think you made the right decision. If you didn't want me, it would have been worse if you'd stuck around. Well, thank you. I get that word a lot. Emma, you're so mature. Yeah, well, hard earned. Yeah, it sounds like it. But you turned out pretty well, so there's hope for me. Yeah. Kinda weird, huh? I guess I know where I come from a lot better now. My mom always said she thought I was switched at birth. It's okay. I don't want to have a ton in common with her. She has pretty shitty taste in men. Ouch. Low blow, Dad. Hey, well, no one said you had to keep your pants on for a phone call.
Hey, that's up to you.
Oh. Wow. You actually took them off, huh? So what is it? Boxers or briefs? Ah, got it. Boxer briefs. So you're just indecisive. Then why? Oh. Are you showing off to anyone today, then? Well, if you're feeling adventurous, you can show me. Yeah. Why not? I'm curious. Guys my age are all on boxers. Or tidy whiteys. Yuck. Yeah, I can wait. Oh. Oh, wow. You weren't kidding. They do show off. But, important question. Why is it kind of hard?
I mean, you basically sent your daughter a dick pic.
No, it's fun. You don't have to worry. I'm having fun. Were you kind of touching yourself or something? When? That's kind of cute. I don't know. Do you deserve it? Yeah, not sure you've earned it. But you know what? You're fun to flirt with, so why not? Hold on a sec. Okay, here it comes. Yep, that's me. Right now.
That's pretty inappropriate, Dad.
Because you're fun to tease.
Oh, are we playing again? Alright, truth.
Wow. Cutting straight to the center, huh?
I mean, yeah, I have. Daddy issues is definitely a thing. I've definitely fantasized about you, or what I thought you'd be.
You gotta do a truth to get to that one.
Okay, same question. Did you ever fantasize about me?
Well, I guess there's a first time for everything, huh?
Okay, now you can ask your question. Okay, so I kind of had this fantasy that
one day you'd show up and take me away. I had this fantasy for, like, years. I dreamed that you'd help me escape, and we'd end up in a hotel room together. I'd climb into your lap and hold you really close, and you'd have sex with me right there. Like, me in your lap. So I could wrap my arms around you and kiss you the whole time.
It was just a girly fantasy. I just wanted someone to love me and protect me.
Yeah? I've got a question for you, then. Are you touching yourself? I thought so. Hey, you have my permission to send me a pic.
No, I actually want a dick pic. I like them if I like the guy.
Oh. Whoa. Damn. Dad. I can't believe you actually sent a full-on dick pic to your daughter. No. No, it's definitely hot. Yeah. I mean,
it would probably be kind of, like, a perfect fit, right? You know, be
Because of the whole thing where you're related to me? Oh, I'm a freak? I'm sorry. Who sent the dick pic just now?
Oh, I'm disappointed. I thought my dad would tell me never to send nudes over the internet.
Okay, wait.
You get it? Who's Janet Jackson? Oh, yeah, that's too old a reference for me. But how do you like it? Good. Hey, Dad? What would you do if I were alone with you right now? Yeah? And then what? I'm thinking about it. So we're just gonna move straight to phone sex, huh? Good. Keep going. I'm gonna join you. Yeah. Uh-huh. How would you do it? Oh, that sounds really nice right now. I like that spot being kissed. Keep going. Fuck. How do you know all of my buttons? Yeah, definitely. Yeah, kiss me. I'm kind of ticklish there. That would be nice. Fuck. That is not fair. You're a tease. Fuck. I like it when you say that. Call me a good girl. Yeah. Fuck. No, keep going. I'd be pretty wet already. Yeah. My phone microphone's not that good, I think. But I can try. Could you hear that? Yeah, I get really wet. Your dick inside me. Yeah. Good. It feels really fucking good. Dad. Say what again? God, you're killing me. Yeah. I'd probably do whatever you wanted me to. Okay. Fuck, that's hot.
Yeah. Yes. Say my name again. God, yes. Yeah, almost. 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 Just keep talking. Keep talking. I want you to fuck me, Dad. I want you to fuck me, Dad. Yes. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Dad, I want you to come with me. Please come with me. Yeah. Yeah, come. I want to hear you come, Dad. I'm going to come. I'm coming. Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm okay. Wow. I love your voice. Nothing. I just get a little giggly when I come. Fuck. Fuck, Dad. You know, that's the first time I've ever had phone sex. I liked it a lot. Oh my God, I swear, if you had any idea how wet I am. How about you? That sounded intense. That's kind of gross and kind of hot. You need to clean up? No, you don't have to. I'm okay. I feel good. I mean, we can do it again, right? Or can you come visit sooner? Yeah, try before you end up regretting it. Dad, go clean up. I'm fine. I promise. I really, really love talking to you and other stuff. Dad, I'm hanging up. Mwah. Talk to you soon.